FSI Italian, Unit 8. Frame 1. Is the following sound vowel 1, 2, 3, or 70? E. E. The answer is vowel 70. Frame 2. What about this one? A. A. The answer is vowel 1. Frame 3. And this one?
U. U.
The answer is vowel 2. Frame 4. And this one?
E. E.
The answer is vowel 3. Frame 5. Is this one of the four vowels you have studied or some other vowel?
O. O.
The answer is some other vowel. The vowel you have just heard sounds somewhat like the first vowel sound heard in the English word 40. It is pronounced with the mouth relatively open and rounded. Thus, a convenient name for this vowel might be vowel 40, and the zero digit in 40 can be used effectively here as a reminder of an open vowel. In pronouncing it, make sure that your mouth is kept open and rounded throughout the production of the sound.
O. O. O.
Frame 7. Of the five Italian vowels you have now heard, two are pronounced with the lips in a rounded position and may therefore be called rounded vowels. Which are these two rounded vowels? The answer is vowel 2 and vowel 40. The following is a syllable you have already heard.
Na. Na.
The consonant sound type in this syllable will be named N. Pronounce this consonant before vowel 40.
No. No.
The combination you have just made is an Italian word. Its meaning is the opposite of C. Repeat the word, this time looking at its proper spelling. Notice that our units will use the special type O for vowel 40 in a stressed position in a word.
No. No. No.
Frame 12. In both spelling and meaning, this word should remind you of the English word no. Is the following word Italian or English?
No. No.
The answer is Italian. Frame 13. Which of the following is Italian? A, B, or C?
No. 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 No.
The answer is C. Repeat the Italian again, remembering to round your lips and to keep them rounded throughout the production of the sound.
No. No. No.
Repeat the following casual question-answer pairs. Remember that any consonant that immediately follows the word E is pronounced strongly.
E Amanda?
Sì. E Amanda.
E Luca?
Sì. E Luca.
E Tina?
Sì, e Tina.
E Eva?
Sì, Eva.
E Lola?
Sì, e Lola. Frame 16. Notice that the first vowel in this last name, Lola, is now a familiar one. What is it? The answer is vowel 40. The questions of frame 15 were yes-no questions followed by an affirmative C answer. Now repeat the following question-answer pairs in which the immediate answer is a negative no. What follows the no is extra information. Imitate the intonations as closely as possible.
È Amanda?
No, è Luca.
È Luca?
No, è Tina.
È Tina?
No, è Eva.
Eva?
No, è Lola.
È Lola?
No, è Amanda.
Frame 18. If someone points to a picture of Tina and asks, "È Amanda?" what may you answer and what extra information may you give in accordance with frame 17? The answer is, no, è Tina. Frame 19. However, the question, è Tina, in reference to a picture of Tina, should evoke what response? The answer is, sì, è Tina. Frame 20. You will now be asked a series of questions about the identity of someone. Each time you give a positive or a negative answer, as in frames 18 or 19 respectively, according to the names that follow. Your response will be confirmed every time. Number 1.
È Amanda?
Sì, è Amanda.
Number 2.
È Luca?
No, è Cola.
Number 3.
È Tina?
No, è Lola.
Number 4.
È Eva?
Sì, Eva.
Number 5.
È Lola?
No, è Nina.
Number 6.
È Agata?
No, è Amanda.
Number 7.
È Gina?
No, è Alina.
Number 8.
È Magda?
Sì, è Magda.
Number 9.
È Cola?
Sì, è Cola.
Number 10.
È Lea?
No, è Lia.
Listen to the following question-answer pairs in which the answer begins with a negative no and is followed by a negative statement. Notice that the consonant immediately following the word no is strongly pronounced.
È Amanda?
No, non è Amanda.
È Luca?
No, non è Luca.
È Tina?
No, non è Tina.
È Eva?
No, non è Eva.
È Lola?
No, non è Lola.
Frame 22. The negative statement contains a new word. What is it? The answer is non. Frame 23. The function of this new word is to negate the meaning of what follows. Thus, if è Amanda translates as it's Amanda, what is the translation of non è Amanda? The answer is it isn't Amanda. Whereas in ordinary conversation, the word no may occur alone as a short answer to a question, the word non never does and must be followed by something. A simple way of defining the difference between these two words is to say that no is a stressed word that occurs before a pause, represented in writing by a punctuation mark of some kind. But non is normally an unstressed word that does not occur before a pause. Listen again to the following question-answer pairs and repeat, paying close attention to both the intonation and the major stress in the negative statement.
E Amanda?
No, non è Amanda.
E Luca?
No, non è Luca.
E Tina?
No, non è Tina.
E Eva?
No, non è Eva.
E Lola?
No, non è Lola.
Frame 26. In the negative statement following the word no, where does the major stress occur? The answer is on the word e. Frame 27. You will now be asked a series of questions about the identity of someone. Each time, give a complete response following the si or no that is given. Use an affirmative statement after si and a negative statement after no. Your response will be confirmed each time. Number 1.
E Alina?
Si, e Alina.
Number 2.
E Amina?
Si, e Amina.
Number 3.
E Vista?
No, non è Vista.
Number 4.
E Fina?
No, non è Fina.
Number 5.
E Lina?
Si, e Lina.
Number 6.
E Linda?
No, non è Linda.
Number 7.
E Mena?
Si, e Mena.
Number 8.
E Mina?
No, non è Mina.
Number 9.
E Nena?
No, non è Nena.
Number 10.
E Cola?
Si, e Cola.
Up until now, you have been asked only one kind of yes-no question, an affirmative one. For example, E Amanda? The following is a negative yes-no question. Non è Amanda? Frame 30. Notice that here the major stress occurs in the same place as in the corresponding negative statement. Where does the major stress occur? Listen again. Non è Amanda? The answer is on the word E. A normal response to the question, non è Amanda, may be one of the following.
Sì, è Amanda. No, non è Amanda. No, è Lola.
Frame 32. Are these the same responses that one might hear in answer to the affirmative question, è Amanda? The answer is yes. Frame 33. According to what has been said in this unit, is the following question-answer sequence normal in Italian?
Non è Amanda?
Sì, non è Amanda.
The answer is no. Accordingly, here is a definition of sì. A word indicating that the affirmative counterpart of a given question is true. Similarly, the word no indicates that the negative counterpart of a given question is true. Frame 36. Applying the meanings given in frames 34 and 35, fill in the blanks with si or no in the following question-answer pairs. The answers are number 1, si. Number 2, si. Number 3, no. Number 4, no. Number 5, si. Number 6, si. Number 7, si. Number 8, no. Number 9, no. Number 10, no. If necessary, repeat the preceding until you have mastered it. We have now examined two kinds of simple yes-no questions, an affirmative one and a negative one. Listen now to a third kind.
È Amanda, no?
What is being expressed in this kind of question is an affirmative statement followed by a question, no, asking for confirmation or verification as to the validity of the statement. This type of question is sometimes called a verification question. In English, this particular verification question may be expressed as, it's Amanda, isn't it? It's Amanda, right? It's Amanda, isn't that correct? In Italian, a normal response to this kind of question is the same as what one might hear in answer to the simple questions, è Amanda or non è Amanda? Frame 42. Thus is the following question-answer sequence normal in Italian.
È Eva, no?
Sì, Eva.
The answer is yes. Frame 43. Is this normal?
È Eva, no?
No, non è Eva.
The answer is yes. Frame 44. Is this normal?
È Eva, no?
No, è Lola.
The answer is yes. This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 8.